Ok, good afternoon. This afternoon we are doing lessons which are strictly related to the work you have to do in January during the classroom lab exercitation. We planned to make three of these sessions in the CB labs, which are in the scientific buildings, not here in the didactic buildings. We do not have yet the dates and hours for these three lab sessions. They will be posted on my website as soon as I have certainty of the time planning for this. Past year, the three topics for these three lessons were based on acoustical measurement of the room in which we make the work, which is a classroom more or less, and this is the first lab session. In the other two, we did employ two simulation software, which are Ramsete for the room acoustic simulation, which will be the same also this year, and we are going to simulate the acoustical behavior of the same room, which we did measure during the first of these three sessions. And the third session, past year, was about the use of a finite element program called Console. Here you see the three lesson of January 2012. First one is measuring the impulse response of the room employing the Aurora software. The second one is using the Ramsete software for simulating the same room. The third one is instead not related with the first two and was the usage of the finite element program console for simulating the acoustical behavior of small cavities like a car indoor or like a small cavity like inside a loudspeaker or similar thing. This year we are changing slightly for a very practical reason. The console program, which was available past year, is not available anymore in the classroom. It has been changed with a new version, Console 4, which is not suitable for our workshop, for our lab session. So I attempted to use it in the past days, but I must tell you that you cannot do anything serious with Console 4 in just 4 hours. Console 3 was very easy and low level, and everyone did learn to use it in 1 hour. Console 4 is much more powerful, but it requires at least 10-hour training. And we don't take 10 hours for training you using Console 4. So we needed to change not using Console anymore. And this year, the third session in the lab will be outdoor noise propagation simulation, employing a software which I will show you now, and which is employed for doing environmental assessment of new infrastructures like highways or railways, or for designing noise screen or other kind of noise reduction device. So it is a completely different topic, much more suitable for civil and environmental engineering instead of mechanical engineering as it was Console. I see this is a good change also because this year the number of students following the course coming from civil and environmental engineering has doubled, while the number of students from mechanical engineering is steady, is still quite low. So I think it's more suited to the average composition of the classroom to also teach you something about environmental acoustic and not only about industrial acoustic. Okay, say that today we need to prepare three lab sessions. First one is regarding the acoustical measurement with impulse response employing Aurora, but we did already do that. In fact, if we look at the lesson of this year and we go back more or less 1 month, in November we did make these lessons regarding acoustical measurement in rooms, impulse response measurement in rooms, and particularly the two which refer to the first lab session in January are those two, number 14 and number 15. The first one is actually the making of the measurement with the exponential sine wave method, lesson 14, and the next one is post-processing of the measured data, computing room acoustical parameter, particularly reverberation time. Think that we need this data for the second lab session, because when we are going to model the acoustical properties of the room, we need to know the main acoustical parameter of the room for checking that our simulation is consistent with reality. So we need to get particularly the reverberation time at different frequency as a tool for checking the room acoustical simulation done with Tramset. During the next lesson, the next lab session, so the first one will be lab experiment with Aurora, the second one is Ramset, and the third one is change. We have sound propagation outdoors with Dizia package. Okay. I speak very quickly about the Dizia package because it will be the third lesson, but regarding the planning of the activity in the next two lessons, here we are now in lesson 30. And in practice today we have only to do this job, explaining you how the Dizia CityMath software works and giving you enough information so that you can download this software on your computer and already make some tests with it before coming to the classroom, to the lab session in January. So you are already a little trained. And the same for Ramset. Of course, you also need to install and make your self-training regarding Aurora for the impulse response measurement. So the first thing is to find this software and to download. If we come back to the acoustical page, the page of the course, the applied acoustic course page, at the end there is a section called software, of course, and in this section called software you find the links for downloading, okay, Adobe Audition, which is the host program inside which you install the Aurora plugins. We know also have a version of the Aurora plugins for Audacity, if you don't like or you don't find Adobe Audition. This is the link for downloading the Aurora plugins. We are not using those one, Audio Mulch, Plog Webidule, those are not required for the lab. Console, we don't need that. Instead, we need Ramsete. And you can download the demo version of Ramsete from this website, which is plenty enough for what we have to do during the lab work. I must tell you that it's not difficult to find the crack for the Ramsete software. on the EMUL network. So if you want to unlock all the features of the program, which are usually locked in the demo version, you just search for the Ramsete crack on EMUL, find it, and it will give you full access to the program. Of course, this is lawful if you do as a student just for your training. It's not lawful if you are doing this for professional work after you have got the degree and you are being paid for doing a work with the software. Okay, console is gone. The last one, which instead we are going to use this year, is CityMap in the Dizia package. The Dizia package contains many other software tools. The one which we are going to use is called CityMap, and it is the one which I am going to explain you now what is and how it's going. So in practice, you need to make self-training during the holidays about three pieces of software. One is Aurora for measuring impulse responses, one is Ramsete for making room acoustical simulation, and one is Dizia CityMap for doing outdoor simulation. It's clear? And you find the info for downloading here. Regarding the last one, Dizia, when you are going to install Dizia, a password is required. The password cannot be given to everyone because the use of Dizia, Dizia is a program which has been paid from the Ministry for the Environment. So it is property of the Ministry of the Environment. The Ministry allows free use of the Dizia program for public administration, including the university, for the institutional goals, so for teaching in this case. So it's perfectly allowed that students have for free the Dizia package. But the password is not for everyone, and you should keep it for yourself. So now I am going to write the password on the dashboard, but I cannot tell it by voice for avoiding it being recorded. So just write it on your sheet and perhaps pass it to your colleagues which are not here today. The password is this one. Okay, is a single word, so I should write it this way, if you prefer. Is a single word, all capital letters, large letters, not small letters. This is required after downloading the program. When you try to unzip it, to expand the archive, the archive is protected by a password, and this is the password for installing the program on your computer. Okay? Everyone did write it? Okay. So, I try to explain you now this program called Dizia. Dizia is the package, and CityMap is actually the piece of code we are going to use for our simulation. I am sorry those slides are in Italian. On the other side, CityMap is an Italian program developed here in Italy for the Italian Ministry for the Environment, and it has been calibrated on the typical noise source of Italy. So it is not an international model. It is not guaranteed to work properly in other countries where cars and trucks are different. For example, we know that it is not working in the United States or in South America, where the type of road vehicles and also of train vehicles are completely different. So it is an Italian program, quite accurate for the Italian type of driving and using the horn and similar things, and this does not scale, for example, in North Europe, in North Europe the noise is much lower for the same traffic, because people drive slower with larger distance between one vehicle and the next, and they never use the horn, and so in the end we are 3 to 5 decibels more loud than in northern country. So city map is good only for Italy. And of consequence, I have Italian slides, because no one outside Italy is going to use this software. In Italy, it has an official value, as this is the official simulation software of our Ministry of the Environment. So it is the reference model, actually, in Italy. Here you see a diagram of the complete DSIA package. The DSIA package also includes some commercial software like AutoCAD, which you see here, which is employed for interfacing with GIS, Geographical Information Service, which is a database of the geometry and of the entities which are in the real world, in the countryside, in the cities. Roads, buildings, railways, noise source from industrial plant, fields, because there are objects which act as a barrier against the noise, and so on. All this geographical information is stored in a GIS, and AutoCAD is one of the possible programs employed for interfacing with such a database of geometrical information. There are also others, but in the DSIA package, the interchange of the geometrical information with the computing program CityMap is done by means of a DXF file. Who knows what is a DXF file? Raise your hand, please. No one of you knows about a DXF? Just one. That's terrible. Okay, I must say that AutoCAD was a program which was much more famous 10 years ago. Now there are many others. 10 years ago it was alone. There was only that. Now there are possible alternatives which employ different data files. However, you will learn what is a DXF file, because we are going to generate one today, and every one of you is going to generate his own DXF file during the lab session. The CityMap program not only requires geometrical information, it also requires traffic data regarding the flow of vehicles over roads or railways, and it also requires an emission database related to how much noise each vehicle produces. Those data are stored in data file. So those are the three inputs feeding the CityMap programs. The CityMap program can produce two kinds of processing. One, simple processing, on the left branch, which is the one which we are going to employ today and during the lab session, and a right path with a much more accurate modeling, which is pyramid tracing, and as we will see, this kind of processing corresponds to the room acoustic simulation with Ramsete. It's the same algorithm. So we are not going to explore this part, as we have another dedicated lab session using Ramsete, which is also a pyramid tracing program. In the end, the output of your computation must be transformed in a color map, the so-called ISO-level color map. And for creating those ISO-level maps, which are then again converted to DXF and so sent back to AutoCAD, we use Surfer. Surfer is another commercial program specialized for creating nice color maps when you know just a few data points. It interpolates the data, it creates a smooth interpolating surface, which provide a realistic modeling of the spatial distribution of sound in your site, in your area you have to study. So, we have those three elements, the emission vehicle database, the central program, which is CityMap, and CityMap is based on the cell model of Professor Cosa, developed in the 90s. It is a model in which we keep completely separate the emission of the vehicles from the propagation model. Most other simulation software employed for outdoor simulation do not separate the emission from the propagation. You enter your traffic data, you get the result at the receiver point without a clear separation of the emission from the propagation. This instead is very important because if you can manage separately the emission from the propagation, you can use the same emission values with different propagation model, or conversely, we can have the same propagation and load it with different source values, different type of traffic, for example. And this allow for a much easier evaluation of the environmental impact of new operas. So that's important for this particular usage of the CityMap model. The emission value are cell single event level values which are experimental. So CityMap is not a theoretical model, is a collector of experimental data, is a manager of measured data. It's not truly a simulation software. It's not simulating anything. It's not modeling anything. It is just collecting a huge amount of experimental data which are packed together for estimating the result at the receiver. Actually the version which I am using is not 2.4 as written here, it is 3.1. The version you can get from the website is actually 2.5, for being precise. But the differences are now quite small, just some bug which has been fixed. So we start usually from AutoCAD, we make the drawing of our site, export the geometry to CityMap, add traffic data, compute the acoustical level over the whole area, and chart the result employing SUSE. CityMap makes a very simple computation. It only computes the DBA value. It does not make single frequency band calculation, just one single number, wide band, awaited. So it's not very accurate. It can take into account four types of sources, roads, railways, industrial areas of emission, and point source, like a single compressor or the exit of a pipe or something like that. The emission database is dated 95, so as we will see, today the noise made by the vehicles is a little smaller, luckily enough, noise reduced over years. Here is how the emission value were measured with these portals equipped with microphones. The left one is for road vehicles, the right one is for highway vehicles. Here you see the geometry of the microphone for these two types of measurement. Employing a number of measurement points, it is also possible to get roughly some information about the directivity of the source. Particularly for railways, the directivity is definitely not omnidirectional. For road vehicles, the omnidirectional model is reasonably good. For every vehicle passing under the portal, a time profile was recorded. And over this time profile, you compute the single event level awaited, integrating the area subtended under the profile. We know that the single event level depends only on the energy which the vehicle did leave at the receiver, and the distance of the receiver has been fixed at 7.5 meters, which was the distance at which the microphone M1 is placed. It is 7.5 meters from the center of the vehicle for both type of vehicles. Here is the typical condition which were studied. Five type of soil, of pavement of the road, five type of vehicles, cars, light and heavy trucks, tiers. We call it tier in Italy, I don't know the English name. A tier, I think, is international. And motorcycle. And eight range of velocity, of speed of the vehicles on the road. This instead is for railways. In this case, we have only two type of trucks. Actually, in Italy, only type one is used because the interrupted rails are not in use anymore in Italy. We have three type of trains and just four range of velocity, of speed. This is the number of vehicles which did pass under the portals for every type of vehicle, for every velocity class, and the total number of measurements employed for building the database of the CityMap program was more or less 6,000 individual passages, which looks large, but it is not really so large, because that is the number of vehicles passing in 1 hour on the A1 highway. If you go on the A1 highway, connecting Milan with Bologna, and you count the vehicle in 1 hour, you get this number of vehicles. Of course, this did take much more time because the measurements were not made all on the highway. Some were on the highway at high speed, but many others were in more slow roads with less dense traffic. This is the same for the train. 1,000 train passages were employed for building the database. And now we see the formula which relate the normalization of the train pass-by, because as the train has different lengths, the measured value has been normalized, scaling the true length of the train to a fixed length, which is 100 meters. So in practice, all the 1,000 trains were processed with this formula, making them equivalent to trains 100 meters long. So these are the computation formula for the CityMap program. The first one is for roads, the second one is for railways. The logic is very simple. First of all, we are summing all the cell of all the vehicle passing and diluting this cell over the day period. For night, of course, here instead of 16, you write 8 hours, because the day in Italy is 16 hours long, from 6 in the morning to 22, and the night is just 8 hours long, from 22 to 6 the next morning. So it is just an energy dilution of the total energy of all the vehicle passing, diluted over the time for the whole period. So it's a very simple model. It's not really a model. It's just an assembly of measured data. choose delta L asfalto and delta L pendenza are correction depending on the type of road surface and on the slope of the road. For the train is more or less the same. The only difference is that here the value of each cell is scaled not only on the number of train passing, but also on the length of each train, as the values stored in the database are referring to a 100 meter long train, and each train can have a different length, Li, which is not necessarily equal to 100 meters. So we recorrect the emission of each train, which is proportional, of course, to its length. The longer the train, the more noise it will create. Then we have the level at 7.5 meters from the track or from the road lane, and we propagate it to a given distance with the normal cylindrical spreading formula. Well, this is written spherical. Why? Because the energy of the line is first packed in a number of discrete points, so the whole length of the road is divided in segments. For each segment we pack the energy, the power actually, the power level in a single point source at the center of this segment, and then we propagate it with the spherical spreading formula, which is this one, adding a factor here with a beta extinction factor which account for excess attenuation, you know, atmospherical effects, ground effect over the grass and so on. So employing here a beta value larger than zero make the sound decaying slightly more than 3 decibels per doubling distance, approximately 3.6, 3.7 decibels per doubling distance, thanks to this beta coefficient, which is experimentally calibrated again. The program takes into account screens with the typical Maekawa formula, you see here, employing a typical frequency which has been set to 340 Hz for roads and to 1 kHz for trains. And here we start using the program. That's AutoCAD, and the colored lines are actually roads or buildings. And you draw these 3D poly entities on proper layers of AutoCAD, creating railways, which are binari in Italian, houses, which are called case, barriers, which are called barriere, and roads, which are called strade. The names are Italian because the program is Italian, but if you like, you can modify the citymat.ini file, and inside the citymat.ini file it is written the name of the layers which are recognized by the program. So if you want to write on a layer, to draw on a layer called roads instead of strade, you just edit the citymat.ini file and change the name of the layer. That's perfectly allowed. I don't see any reason for doing that, but if you like, you can use English terms or Polish terms or French terms, the words in the language you want, for labeling the layers containing roads, railways, houses and barriers. This is CityMap, and the geometry which has been created in AutoCAD here has been exported to a DXF file and imported in CityMap. So you see the houses in green, the roads, and this pink rectangle here is the mapping area. That's important because we are going to create the computation point, the computation grid of point, just inside this predefined area. You also see a number of discrete computational points which are numbered here, and these points are used for making single point computation very useful for checking experimental measurement. So if you did make some measurement with sound level meters in those points, you can check if the program give you results which are close to the measured data in those points. Once the geometry has been imported, you assign traffic data. Traffic means flow, number of vehicles, and speed. Type of road, slope of the road, height of the building on the left, height of the building on the right. Those are the data to be inserted for each road, for each one of these pieces of road. Now we are going to make a very quick simulation employing just a few roads, but you will see how easy it is to assign the data to these through this tool. The same for railways, and here for each type of train you don't only set the number during day and during night, but you also set the length of each train and of course their speed. Type of track, height of buildings on the left and on the right. And these are the point source. You can define discrete point source which are always omnidirectional. CityMap is a very simple program. And for each source you just assign the power level in dBA. This is the output of the program in the single point mode. So you define at those points and you get an estimate of the sound pressure level at each point of your selected points, and then you can make mapping. So you start the mapping subroutine of the program, defining the number of divisions for creating a grid of receiver points inside the charting area. This is the charting area number one, there was just one in this drawing, and the program very quickly computes the value of the sound pressure level in each grid, in each cell of the grid, creating this kind of chart. This is not the true output of the program, as while the computation is done, a file for the surfer program, which is called a GRD file, a grid file, is saved, and later on you enter surfer, and inside surfer you load your GRD file. You also load your background image containing the drawing of your site, you superpose them, and you get this kind of color chart, which is saved back to DXF and sent back to AutoCAD, where it is overplotted over the original plan of the site. And this is the final output you get. So the program has been checked with a number of measurements over the years, and the error is not zero. It must be known and understood that CityMap is a program which is quite coarse in terms of accuracy. Here you see errors of the order of 5 decibels. Here less is just 3 decibels. 3, 3, 5. This was in Naples. And strangely, the computed value was larger than the experimental one in this area close to the airport and to the Alenia factory in Naples. This inside the urban area of Naples, here it's working much better, as you see. The error is just slightly more than 1 decibel. This is another case in Mestre, and again the difference between computed and measured value resulted to be less than 1 decibel. A number of verification points showing you the errors, which can go up to 4 decibel, as you see. Another case here in Parma. This is a much more recent verification for getting good compliance between simulated values and experimental values. It was needed to reduce the emission in the database by 3 decibels Because here in Parma, now, the vehicles are more silent than what was measured in 95 when the program was started. So the changing with modern vehicles and the changing in the behavior of the people, and particularly here in Parma, we have a lot of roundabouts and we don't have any more traffic light with stop and go flow, this reduced the noise. So in the end, the traffic here in Parma is now quieter by 3 decibels than what was in 95. I repeat the 2 reasons for this. Better modern vehicles and different style of driving thanks to the suppression of traffic lights, which has been almost completely replaced by roundabouts, which are more silent than a traffic light. Okay? So we now have this very simple tool. Learning to use CityMap requires more or less 1 hour. So it's perfectly feasible for you to make a lab session of 3 hours or more using it, because you spend the first hour for learning the program and then you have 2 hours for using it. It is easy. Now we make a very simple case example in 10 minutes or 15 minutes and then we make the first break. So we start from AutoCAD, as said. Oops. Where is AutoCAD? Here. Now I try to load some drawing of some some area which are we are studying now. Let me see what I find ready to use. What's happening? It's here. Sorry, but the resolution of the screen now is bad. We need to load a DVG. One moment. Oof. Those are already results of the simulation. Okay. I think this one can be used. This one. Okay. Probably there are already a result map loaded, which we are going now to remove because we make a completely new simulation. Excuse me, it takes a while opening because it is a very heavy drawing. I think this chart is about the area where the earthquake happened this summer. Is close to Medolla and those area in the north of the Modena province. It's taking too much. Perhaps it was better to choose a smaller area. Let's see what happened. Okay. Okay. We remove the already computed chart, of course. Center. It's not finished yet. Sorry. close this one. Close this one. Freeing as much memory as possible. Definitely a too heavy drawing. I fear this drawing was corrupted because it's taking too much. Usually it's not so slow. Okay, perhaps we are. View. Insert external reference. We remove this map. Detach. Okay. Ok, we now look around, searching an area which we want to model. Ok, this area where we have this, this is the drawing for designing the new road, as you see, new highway actually, and this is the output of the exit of the highway going to the normal road, which is here. So what we need to do now is to create the model for the roads, the model for the houses, if we want to model them, and then to obtain the simulation of the noise created by the highway and by the normal road here. So we start selecting the strade layer. There is no layer strade now, so we just create a new layer and we call it strade. And this layer I usually make it red. I love to have the strade layer red, and we make it current. Strade. Where is that? Again, a problem of size of the window, sorry. Okay. Strade is now the current layer. The risk is that this layer is actually off. Don't know why, but without a mouse, getting this corner is tricky. No, it's on, it's open, everything is fine. Okay, we also create a new other layer, and we call it case. Ah, this one is already there. So we create the layer punti, which contain the single computation points, and the punti layer usually is blue. Okay, strade, punti, case is already there, I am happy. Let's close this one. We now go here, and we start drawing the highway. So we have to choose the strade layer. Okay, and we draw a polyline, the command is spline. We don't make a very accurate modeling now. We have to define the width of the road, and the width of an highway is approximately 18 meters because it has two lanes, width 18 meters. So we are drawing this. There is some OSNAP inserted. We create this polyline which represents the road, the highway. Let's go up to there. until here. Okay, it's enough. Now we create another rod for the normal rod here, starting from this roundabout, plane starting here. Now the width of the rod is much smaller, it's just 8 meters, because this is a normal rod. Oops, something is wrong. Spline from here, width 8 meter, ok, go here, go here. Here there is the roundabout, so we zoom in, turn around, and go on the other side. Until here. And here. Okay, it's enough. Then we have another interfering rod here, so fine, here, modeling with error of 1 or 2 meters is not a big problem for this kind of software. It's not finite element where we have to be very, very precise in the geometry of which you are drawing. Here, some meter error is nothing. Okay. I see now that the highway is a bit shorter. Oops. This is the... No, this is not the highway. This is the highway. It's a bit shorter. I make it longer on this side. Okay. Well, for doing it very well, we also need to draw the connection between the highway and the normal road. So, line, starting point here, going here, 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 here. And here, same coming back, quindi tac, 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 tac. Okay, there are other two, one here the traffic divides and make this other trajectory, and the final one is this one. Okay, I think we have enough roads for making a first attempt of simulation. Now we add some building in this area. There are already buildings that are designed here. This one, for example. But it's not on the layer called case. So we need to choose the case layer and to draw some polyline snapping to the vertex of this. Width, in this case, just 1 meter. Okay. Here, here, and close. Some other here. Tuck, 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 tuck. Who did already use AutoCAD? Raise your hand. Okay, so it will not be a problem in the classroom. Just another one. Line. The problem is that most people who use AutoCAD do not realize that AutoCAD is a 3D modeling program. And this is actually 3D modeling. We will see in 1 second. I just add other 2 or 3 houses just for showing you the point. Of course, you should model all the houses which are in a region. These two, and then is enough. And another one here. Okay, now we have some single point computation. So some receiver point, we want to know the level here. But before doing that, if we look at our case object, they are all drawn at 0 quote, at 0 z value. We need to rise all those objects, bringing them at a given height over the ground. Okay? For doing that, we just use the command move from 000 to 0010. So we bring the house object at 10 meters from the ground. See if this is true. List. No. It's still 0. I don't know why. Let me check this one. List. No, it did not work. Try again. Sorry. We select this object. Okay, and we make a move, specific point 000, second point 004. One or more constrained object cannot be resolved. Cazzo è sto constrained object? Hide all constraint. Io non voglio hide all constraint. Cazzo sono sti constraint? Chi chi auto che quando ci si mette a rompere? Proviamo a muoverne uno solo. Move. 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 4. Questo l'ha preso. Però mi è sparito. Proviamo con questo. Muove. Secondo me c'è ancora, ma è andato tutto. Proviamo questo, muove. Ok. Questo. Ok. Questo. Perfetto. E infine questo. Muove. 000 004. Ah, questo non gli piace. Ok, buttalo via. So we now have the houses raised at 4 meters, not 10, don't worry, it's the same. We add some point, some calculation point on layer punti. For creating this point, you need to use the circle. So for example, a circle at a given position in plan, like here, and need Z, say again, 4 meters. The radius 5 minutes. Okay, this is a single computational point. Create another here, for example. Excuse me. Dot XY require you to select the position and ask for Z. Z is 4. Radius is 5, and we have a second computational point. Place another one close to the highway. Here, for example. Circle. Here is another receiver. No. Dot XY. Click. 4. Ok, we have 3 computation points, a number of roads and a number of houses. For a very basic simulation, this is plenty enough. So what we need to do now is to export our geometry for CityMap. For doing the export, better to switch off all the other layers. So I am going now to select off the, all the layers. Switch them off, with the exception of layers called strade, which will be on, punti, which will be on, and case, which will be on too. So we leave on only the 3 layers which we need to use for the CityMap simulation. If we add binary, what's up? No, something is wrong because I don't see the strade, the road. Strade is on. Set current. Okay, here we are. What is this one? Case. What happened to this case thing? Lista. Boh. I don't understand what are those lines going there. But it doesn't matter. Let me export this to a DXF. The command is DXF out. We choose a file name like Prova CityMap, and we save this in F temp. Ok, very simple. F temp prova CityMap. We need to choose the option to save only selected entities, selected object. So you don't create a several megabyte output file, but you can just select the object you want to model. So this road, which is the highway, these other roads, the roads here, and the houses. It should be enough for now. Select objects, done. We created the DXF file. Let me look at the DXF file so you understand what is a DXF file. A DXF file is a TXT file, a normal ASCII text file, containing your geometry. The format is strange, but AutoCAD understands perfectly this format, and CityMap too. So this is the standard interface for changing the data between the two programs. This, you see, a very important point, which I will always remark. Look at this floating point number. Which decimal separator is employing? The dot. This is fundamental. All the technical and scientific programs, when transferring data from one program to the other relies on American convention about decimal point, date, number, and so on. So if you want that everything works on your computer, even if you are using stupidly the Italian version of Windows, which I strongly discourage, because it is always better to use the American English version of Windows, the native one, I would say. But even if you only have Italian version of Windows, always, please, always keep the regional parameter of Windows set to English. Because if you use the Italian nationalization, the Italian regional settings, you will use the comma as the decimal separator and no technical software will work properly. Because when interchanging data between one software and the other, it is expecting to get the dot, it gets the comma, and it doesn't read properly the decimal part of the numbers. So it causes errors, not big errors usually, but the computations are wrong because the decimal part of each number is lost. For large number is not a problem, for small number the decimal content is important and you cannot do that. So you always need to keep the software set to English. That's very important when working in the workshop, in the lab, because the computers in the lab have been used by other students before you, which probably did set the international setting of the computer wrong. So the first thing you have to do when logging in on those computers, go to the control panel and change the regional settings to English or international. Let me see, region and language is called in Windows 7. You see, English United Kingdom. English United Kingdom is my usual recommendation because it is still English, it used the dot, the date and time format are correct, but still looks more or less like in Italy. For example, the short date has the day, then the month, then the year. In America they use the month followed by the day followed by the year, which is crazy for us. Or they use the time with AM and PM, which we are not used to. So the good compromise is English United Kingdom, and it is very important to set the computer before you do anything. Because if you start the program with the Italian setting and you change the setting with the program open, very funny thing happens. So first thing at all, when logging in on a computer, which is not your one, always check regional setting, always set them to English, and be used to use the decimal dot and not the decimal comma. Okay? Of course, that's my computer, so it has English version of Windows. Everything is in English since the born of the computer here. Okay, so this is the DXF file. We now open the CityMap program. Dizia programs CityMap. Okay, the icon of CityMap, as you see here, is like a car on the road, something like that. So, in the CityMap program, now you have an empty screen. Nothing is loaded. First thing you have to do is to load the DXF file with this import-export option. You can choose to import separately the many different type of entity which CityMap manages. But now we simply use the first one, import complete DXF, which import everything at once. We find the temp directory. There is this Prova CityMap drawing, and we load it. Okay, 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 okay. Too bad. Too bad because some entity has very wrong values, going completely out of range. I don't know what is that. Are those blue line which we were seeing about the road, the house modeling. Come back here. Are those things here, which I really don't understand? I really do not understand what happens. Vertex. It's completely crazy for me, this one. Okay, let me discard the houses. Just import the roads and points. Because I see that the houses are wrong. I don't know why. Okay. Import X of just the roads. And the roads are nice, as you see. And let me import the point. Okay, we have these 3 points. We don't have any house. I want to have at least one house. Try again. Just create some house by hand. This one, for example. What's happening? Okay, here. Searching everywhere inside the real ground. Take this out here and close. Okay. We have at least one house. This, check the height, list. Yeah, it's 4 meter. Okay. Dig self out. Go back to temp. Call it casa. Okay, and just select this casa entity. Come back to CityMap and import this casa. Import case. Casa. Here is that. You see the casa here. So, all the geometry has been imported. We need to define the charting region. The area which has to be plotted. That's very important. That needs to be done on a layer called sezione. Okay. Set it as the current area. And then we define a region. For example, starting here. Come si fa a fare l'orto? Tac. Ok. Here. Here. And close. Ok. This is the sezioni which usually I write pink. And we again export it, dxf out. Go back to the temp directory, call it plan1, get this object, export, go to CityMap, import sezioni, plan1, open. Okay, this is the area we are going to chart. Now we can save already the city map area. Prova city map. Node XF CMP. It is worrying me that the roads have no traffic. So the next thing we have to do is to add traffic to the roads. Dati di traffico, strade, that is the highway. Where is the window containing? The problem is that on the screen thesis went out of the visible area. Bad thing. Because the window is somewhere more. Okay, got it. Okay, so in practice now we have to assign the traffic. This is an highway, so we click here, and a typical highway traffic already appears on this road number one. We now need to check the other roads. So, road number two, this is an extra urban principal road. Road number three, that is instead a secondary road. Number four is a secondary road. Number five is a secondary road. And number six is a secondary road. You can also assign a name, autostrada. Totale, svincolo, eccetera. Okay? Now all the roads have traffic. We can close these, save again, replace, no warning, all the roads have traffic data. So we can do the computation. First of all, we make the computation in these three single points. And during this computation, you can take into account the screening effect of barriers and of houses. Here we have one house, so we select the diffraction over one house. And we can also set the year of the simulation. Because, as we have seen, during years, the noise emission of roads slightly reduces. So setting a more recent year reduce the noise being computed. Very, very gently, just a fraction of decibel per year, but it is going down. Approximately half a decibel per year. Okay? So we can make the computation, and here is the table of the result, with the equivalent day level and the equivalent night level for these three single point receivers. You can copy on the clipboard and paste the result, for example, in Excel if you want to get the table of the result. That's all. Single point computation is very easy. Now we make the map. Map, the name for the map, which is fine, Prova City Map. It is choosing automatically plan number one, there is just one. You need to divide the plan with a grid, and in this case the proposed grid is a step of 10 meters. The grid is quite huge, but we are not worried because the program is very fast, so we can launch the computation. Okay? Okay. The computation is very fast. You did see those 8 bars. These are the 8 core of this processor. This machine is equipped with an 8 core processor. So the load, the computational load is divided on the processor. Every processor is given one rectangle of the whole map to compute. So, if you have a multiprocessor, multi-core machine like this one, you divide significantly the load over the number of cores of the processor, reducing the total computational time. Keep in mind that this software is capable of mapping in a few minutes the whole city of Parma. For Rome, it takes 1 hour, but Rome is huge, okay? So it is incredibly fast, this software. Much faster than any other environmental acoustic simulation software. It's more or less 20 times faster than the better concurrent program. This is the great benefit of CityMap. It's fast. Of course, it's not very accurate because the computational formula are so simple. Okay. So it takes 3 seconds and you get the map here. It should be charted, the map. What's happening? Excuse me. Repeat the computation and see what happens. Map. Okay. Okay. E visualizza map. Sorry. Okay. Okay. This is day, this is night. It first showed the day map and then the night map. But it did also save those GRD files containing the data for surfer. So we now start the Golden Software Surfer 9 program. Okay. This is the only part you will have some problem to do in the classroom, because I'm not sure if the demo version of Surfer is still working on those machines, because it expires in 30 days. Perhaps we need to reinstall it. We will see. So now again an empty sheet. We need to make a map, new contour map. We go to the temp directory, the day map, for example, and you already see a first attempt of this map. It's not still very nice. I like to have a color map. So let me change the settings. What's happening? It's here. Okay, this screen. Map contour properties, level, fill color, probably we can find some color scale already done. Look if I find a color scale already ready to be used. Policreo, cispandana, calcoli, finale. No, mappe neanche, no, it's not here, sorry, excuse me, we need to load a color scale, user, farina, lavori, policrea, cispallana, oh, this one, levels. Okay, so now we have colors assigned to levels, apply, and we also make fill contours, mode contours, apply. Okay, now it's nicer, I love it more. View, fit windows. Okay, you see the loud noise close to the road and the noise decreasing in the countryside. We want now to export this to AutoCAD and overplot over the original chart. For doing that, we export this to temp pro CityMap. XF, prova CityMap mappa, ok, done. We come back to AutoCAD and we can load here this background image. File, open, DXF. This one, zoom extend, okay, is here. The only problem is that now the units are not probably in meters, actually it is in inch, because Surfer is an American program. We need to adjust this to meter, okay, file, save as DVG, okay, Now the drawing is colored properly, so here we can insert it over okay, got it. We now reload all the layers which were switched off. We bring the map behind the other drawing, draw order, send to back. Okay, and this is the result showing you the colors. This one is bad. This is a buffer which has no meaning. So you see the color scale corresponding to noise level overcharted over your drawing of your plotting area. I made it very quickly because there was no time. In the classroom you will have more time for doing it more slowly, to try to insert also rideways, to also insert barriers, to also insert any kind of point source and so on, and see what happens. The nice thing is everything is very easy. If you are already used to AutoCAD, adding new entities takes nothing, and you can very quickly see what happens making change on the planning of your area, on inserting objects like screen, buildings, mountain of ground and similar things. That's all. Any question? No. Now we have only one break today because we have only two parts of the lesson. This was Citymap, second one is Ramsete. So now stop for 1/4 hour and then we have the second part of the lesson today. Final point, no one is going to make the handouts today because those are practical things which are not useful to have a handout. You will still have the recording of today and then you will make your own experience with this software, which is what really matters in this case. Having a text telling you the things has little value in this case. Thank you. Ancora non sappiamo perché ci ha messo delle date provvisorie che non mi convincono.
Sì, abbiamo visto
il 15 gennaio è troppo presto, infatti adesso gli ho chiesto di spostarle più avanti perché già gli studenti mi hanno segnalato che non va mica bene queste date.